Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And good morning, I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along today. Time for another edition this weekend. And our guest this weekend is Rita Caprack with Meals on Wheels. Rita, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Not bad at all. So let's talk a little bit about Meals on Wheels. I think a lot of people are probably, they've at least heard of Meals on Wheels, but they may not be exactly clear on just what your mission is and what your goal is. So let's talk about that. What is Meals on Wheels here in Terre Haute?
Our mission for the nonprofit that we provide is for us to provide nutritious meals for anybody that eats them without... it doesn't matter what their income limit is. It doesn't matter what their age is. If they have a need for nutritious meals and they can't provide it for themselves, whether it's because they're homebound or disabled or they just don't understand how to make nutritious meals, don't know how to cook, we will provide meals for them at a small cost.
And the thing is, it's kind of interesting there, as you mentioned, it's for a lot of different people. And a lot of people probably immediately think that it's for the elderly, but that's not really the case.
Well, it started out that way, but we have realized that in our local area, that we have a lot of people that do not have the ability to provide nutritious meals for themselves, whether it's they don't have an understanding of nutrition and how to make a balanced meal, or if they don't, they can't afford to buy what it takes to make a nutritious meal. Also, we have a lot of people that one spouse or the other was the one that cooked, and they've passed on. So, there's a lot of different reasons that people go on the program, but it is true that you do not have to be elderly to be on the program, on our program. I guess I should clarify. There are two Meals on Wheels programs in Terre Haute. One is run through Area 7, which is run by the government, and they do have a lot of restricted rules that they have to go by. We need to clarify that there are two Meals on Wheels programs available to people in Terre Haute. One is a government program, and ours is just a self-paced nonprofit.
Okay, that is a pretty important distinction. And, of course, with that said, that also means that you guys, in your own way, have some challenges that maybe the other program doesn't have, is when it comes to making sure that you're properly funded and everything works like it's supposed to, right?
Exactly, because we receive no federal funding. The other Meals on Wheels program is totally funded through the government. Our program receives no federal funding.
So that obviously leads to the question, how are you funded? How do you guys get what you need in order to operate?
Our program, we charge the recipients what we pay a caterer to cook our meals fresh every day. Our meals are cooked fresh every day and then delivered immediately after they're cooked. And then we have to fundraise for all of the operating expenses of running the program.
And with that said, obviously you guys are, I mean, there's expenses involved here. Let's go to the point of how many people do you actually serve on a daily basis?
It varies because we allow the people to pick which days of the week they get it. Some people get meals Monday through Friday. We deliver every day Monday through Friday. And they even get extra on Friday to carry them through the weekend. Other people get deliveries maybe 2 days a week or 3 days a week. It just depends on their own individual situation. Sometimes their caregiver works 2 or 3 days a week, so they need food on the days that their caregiver works, but then somebody else provides for them on the days they don't get food. But it varies. It averages about 65 people a day as far as senior program. But we also have a junior meals program that we provide the children at the Boys and Girls Club meals every day. So during the school year, we provide them with a hot dinner meal when they're there after school. And in the summer, we provide them with a hot lunch. And that program is about 50 meals a day during the school year and about 135 a day during the summer.
And that's a distinction that I think a lot of people are kind of interested in, too, is the fact that you actually take care of these younger kids. And maybe a lot of people at first thought just don't quite realize how much of a demand there is for those kids, because without you, they probably wouldn't have an evening meal.
Yes. When we first started the program, I was fortunate enough to be able to go to the Boys and Girls Club and watch the children. The director that was there at the time had called and said, you just need to come see these children eat these meals. And I did. And as I was leaving, one little girl, she was about 8 years old, she tugged at my shirt and she says, could I tell you something? And I said, sure. I said, do you need help? And she goes, no. And I said, what can I do for you? And she says, food lady, my belly don't make me cry when I go to bed anymore. Thank you, food lady. And I'm telling you, I knew right then that program had to, you know, continue. One way or another, we had to do another fundraiser, whatever we had to do to make sure that we continued that, because nobody, especially a child, should have to go to bed hungry at night in the United States.
As is most often the case with programs like yours, there's more demand than there are resources and volunteers in order to carry out the program. I mean, you guys, you do what you can, but you probably don't get to take care of everybody that you'd like to.
That's true. Yes, we have people that call that can't afford to pay the price. So we recently have started an assistance program. We do an extra fundraiser from what we used to do to keep the operating expenses going to have an assistance fund for the people that call that really need food. You know, when you get that phone call that says, you know, I haven't eaten in 3 days. Is there any way you can feed me today? It really hurts if you don't have anything. So we do have a small assistance fund now, but certainly not enough to take care of everybody, but that is our goal. We're working towards to be able to say, you know, anybody that calls, that we will be able to handle that, which is why one of the things that our fundraiser this Sunday is going to help is with assistance. We have a bowl-a-thon this Sunday.
Yeah, that's actually a little bit later today as this program airs. It will be later on today. So let's talk about that. When is it? Where is it? And who can take part?
Anybody can take part. $25, you can come bowl 3 games. There are some traveling trophies if you get a team together for whoever, with the team that would bring in the most money or the team that has the highest series score. And the profits all stay right here in Terre Haute. There's none that go out to, you know, nationals or anything like that. It stays right here to help feed the local community.
And this is where at and what time?
It's at the Terre Haute Bowling Center on Spring Hill Road, and the shift that's open starts at 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right. And folks basically can just show up and register and take part then?
Yes. Yes. Fortunately, Terre Haute Bowling Center has got a lot of lanes, so we can handle anybody that comes in, I'm sure.
When you talk about the fact that you actually service areas, is Terre Haute, is it just Terre Haute proper? Does it reach out into all of Vigo County and to other areas? What is your service area?
Right now we serve about 75% of Vigo County. It includes Terre Haute, Seelyville, Riley, West Terre Haute, up to the state line, West Terre Haute through to the state line and up to the Maryville by St. Mary's area, and as far south as Stuckey Road.
And, of course, if you could, you'd like to stretch out into some of the outlying areas. But, I mean, are there other programs out in those areas, too, that you know of?
The Area 7 program covers the rest of the county. Our goal is to be able to service the entire county. You know, we would like to extend to Clinton and Brazil. We had a lot of phone calls from them that they need help. People that don't qualify for Area 7 but can't, they don't have a way to get nutritious meals. But right now, we don't have funding for that.
If folks
had the funding, we would extend and cover those.
And if folks in those areas would like to help you, I mean, obviously you say there's demand out in those areas in Brazil, Clinton, and some of those areas. So how would folks be able to help you help them in those areas? What do you need? Obviously, money is one thing.
Well, all of our meals are delivered by local volunteers. If those areas have the volunteers that would pick the meals up and deliver them to those areas, that would be the part that we can't cover right now. We have the ability to make the meals. We don't have the ability to pay somebody to deliver them to those areas.
And of course,
if we had volunteers that could cover those areas every day of the week, we would be able to deliver those areas.
And if folks would like to put together a volunteer group of people that could do that, how would they? How do they get a hold of you? What do they need to do?
They could call me at my office. The number is 812-232-3878. And I would be glad to discuss it with you, because we would really like to be able to take care of the people, that are calling saying, hey, we need help. Because that is our whole mission, is to nobody go to bed hungry and nobody be without nutritious meals. So if they have an idea that they think, we can put together so that we can service another area, we would be glad to look at it.
Rita Caprack's our guest today. We're talking about Meals on Wheels. And, of course, now if somebody wants to get involved in this, it's something that they kind of have to give a little bit of a commitment to, at least for a little while, because you don't want to just start this for a week or two and then have it drop off and then, have a gap there. When you get going, you kind of need to stick with it, right?
Yes. Yes, we've been in the Terre Haute area since 1971. Growing all the time, and the need is always growing. So anybody that wants to get involved in doing deliveries to houses, we also have a clothes closet that we could use workers at. We have a visiting program for the people that absolutely get no other visitors, where people go and just visit with them once a week for an hour or so. Any of that anybody is interested in, if they just give the office a call, we can get them trained and signed up and get them started helping with our community and make it a better, stronger place to live.
It's called Meals on Wheels, but you guys do serve a very important person or service, I should say, besides that, because like you just mentioned there, sometimes your group is the only contact outside of the home that some of these people have. So you're kind of a well-being check, so to speak, on a pretty regular basis for some of these folks, and that's a pretty important service too.
Yes, we do provide a well-being check each time our volunteers deliver meals. If they don't make face-to-face contact that day, they call the office. We call the actual recipient, and if we can't make contact with them, then we call the emergency contact person and tell them, we're not saying anything's wrong. We just are letting you know that we did not see them today. And many times that has turned out to be very important, because the person has fallen or something and can't get up and leave. Without that notification, their emergency contact person would have never known. So the well-being checks are very important.
Your funding basically comes through what can be paid and contributions. If folks maybe just want to help out and make a contribution to support you guys, contact the office too for that?
Yes. We have a website. They can go on and make a donation online. It's MOWTH.org, or they can send checks made out to Meals on Wheels at 630 Ohio Street, Terre Haute, 47807. Or if they call the office, we can make other arrangements for them.
And you said the website again was MOWTH.org, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the meals that you guys supply, it's all nutritionally sound. It's good stuff. And folks can really enjoy that. And it's, in some cases, in a lot of cases, it's the only decent meal that some of the people that you serve get. And so it's a really important service when it comes to that.
Yes. And when we deliver, the majority of our recipients receive two meals a day. One is hot when they receive it, and the other is a cold meal, like a sack lunch. most of them eat the hot meal when they get it because it's already hot, and then they eat the lighter food in the evening. They say they like that better because then when they go to bed, it's done, sitting on their stomach. So we do have the option of getting just a cold meal or just a hot meal for a few that say that it's too much food for them to get two meals a day. So, and then we also have the option of getting extra meals on Fridays just to make sure that they have food over the weekend. So, and one thing I forgot to mention earlier, our meals are made, we call the recipient's primary care doctor and ask for a suggested diet for those people. So whatever the doctor says, whether it's a diabetic diet or a low sodium or a heart healthy, a regular diet, we adjust everyone's meals based on what their needs are. We also try to account for, obviously, for allergies, if anybody has any food allergies. But also, if somebody just absolutely doesn't like carrots or doesn't like potatoes, then we try to substitute something in there to make sure that they're getting food that they will eat and still keep it nutritiously balanced.
Rita Caporac with Meals on Wheels. We do appreciate you taking some time to be with us today. If you missed part of this program and you want to check it out, hear it again, get some more repeat on the details, the phone numbers and that kind of thing, you can always find it posted on our website. Rita, thanks for being with us today. Thank you for listening. I'm Frank Rush. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.